back to the hard line. Enter at your own risk.
You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
We like politics around here, but we won't talk to you guys. There's no reason to bring that on the air.
No.
We have,
politics of KFNS is mildly interesting.
Yeah, so we don't, we can't control John, but we have made a concerted effort not to speak politics on this station. That has not always been true, and I think that was even reasonable to hold that idea up until about 2 years ago. And we probably went too far into that talking politics. But today, politics aren't even interesting. They're only divisive
on
a radio station.
It's too bad.
Not worth talking about. So if you find a couple reasonable people and you want to have a discussion, that'll be good. You probably won't hear it from us.
Because we're not reasonable.
That's true.
And B, because we're not interested.
And everything I just said goes out the window if John Hadley comes on the radio. So I can't ever tell you what's about to come out of his mouth, but he's usually thought about it for a while before it comes out, right?
Let me offer a quick tip on something that can help these days, and that's the Friends of Royal Banks of Missouri. You know, they have a great home lending staff, and you need to get on board and really go to royalbanksofmo.com and get involved. The home equity credit line from Royal Banks of Missouri, that's what I have at Royal Banks. What a godsend. What a help for us. And I'm mentioning it today specifically. Whew, you've cleaned up the wrapping paper, and the bills are there staring you in the face. Not only that, the end of the year, tax bills coming in. If you're looking at some numbers that you might need some help taking care of, or just generally getting into the new year, don't forget about all the hard work you've put into your home equity. Well, folks at Royal Banks can help you find a way to take some of that out and to ease the end of the year pain. Go online, royalbanksofmo.com, and you'll find the ways to help you ease that pain through the Home Equity Credit Department at Royal Banks of Missouri. Royal Banks, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Good stuff. Raymer, any fun from Christmas? Anything at all? Rock watched 13 straight hours of basketball. I know that.
It's enjoyable. As the kids get older, I do miss the time when the kids, even a few years ago, were young enough that it was always a big deal to me to have piles of presents under the tree and seeing them just literally dive in. Now they're older, fewer presents, way more expensive. But it's really fun seeing the joy. They got what they wanted. Yeah. It was very strange this year. I got a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 14-year-old. And ironically, they all wanted cameras. My oldest is a film major. He needs to start making his own films. Very expensive video camera. But he was so thrilled. My daughter has always loved photography. She got a camera. And then my youngest, for a couple of years, has wanted a GoPro. He got a GoPro. So everybody was really, really thrilled. And when you see that joy on their faces, that's what it's all about. And then I had to dip into my Royal Banks Missouri Home Equity Credit line. But that's another story.
Wow, look, you got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do.
That's an expensive dog.
Yes, it is. It's coming.
Well, that's just for the expansion on the house that the wife's making you get now because of the dog, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I can get on board.
She gets a new bathroom and everyone gets a dog.
Well, the new flooring is coming. And see, now maybe as the dog makes mistakes early on, then the old flooring, it's really old. It needs to be, we take that, put the new down. Maybe everybody's happy. Maybe.
That's how she gets her new floors.
Yep.
I like it.
Nothing wrong with that. Everybody wins. Let's see. A few more things going on. By the way, do we have real quick, we don't have time for a full discussion on this. Who's your MVP, NFL MVP? Rock?
I'll defer to you guys. I haven't followed it closely enough. I would say one of the top quarterbacks. That's the easy answer.
Yeah. See, but
And I think Mahomes, well, I said I wasn't going to say, well, I see him contemplating.
He's hesitating.
He's tap dancing. I'll say Mahomes because I think without him, the Chiefs are pedestrian. Not bad, but pedestrian.
I'm going to go with Phillip Rivers. And I'll admit, this is me jumping at a chance for a guy who's always been a Pro Bowler, but never really hasn't had pretty much since like 06, 07, those seasons where he's elevated himself to an MVP caliber guy above everybody else. And so while maybe you can point to Mahomes having better stats or Breeze until the last few weeks just being the most dominant quarterback, this is my chance, and I'm going to take Phillip Rivers. A little bit of a career reward at this point, but he definitely deserves it this year still.
I don't think the MVP should ever be a career achievement award.
That's fine, but if you don't think it creeps into the mind of voters, I think you're crazy.
Oh, I said, who's your MVP?
Yeah, and that's why
it's creeped into his mind.
It's creeped into my mind as a voter.
I think the criteria should always be what happened this year is the most valuable player on this team. There's a really cool on NFL.com, they have this player matchup. It's a head-to-head breakdown, and you can set up the quarterback. So it is very, very interesting. And you go through completion percentage. Drew Brees, if you haven't been paying attention this year, 74.4% completion percentage. He's shattering his own record of 72%, which is the NFL record all time. It's amazing how quickly this has happened. Prior to, like, I think it was 2009, which he set it. It was like 1981, somebody hit 71%, and I forget, do you know who it was, Heads?
No.
I just saw this the other day. They had like the top seven all-time. Drew Brees is now going to have three of those seasons. I think it was 2009 that he got it, and a guy in like 1981 had completed like 70.6%, something right around there, and it was such a huge deal because everybody was typically in the 60s, always. Well, now all the stats are inflated, but even Drew Brees is raising the game even more. To get anywhere near completing three out of four of your passes is otherworldly. He's doing that, and the guy that's probably going to win MVP over him is completing 66% of his passes. Now, obviously, apples to oranges because of how they play the game, but good deal.
I got to be honest with you. Drew Brees is the only offensive player on my MVP candidate list because I'm going to upset Rock by saying, I'm a big Phillip Rivers guy, much bigger. I think you don't particularly care for him.
I love Rivers. I love him.
But my point, I think Rivers is one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in my life. But I think the player that's made the difference for them this year is Derwin James. Hmm. He's played outrageously phenomenal football.
Mm-hmm. And he would have your vote?
He would probably have my vote over
Interesting.
Rivers.
Wow.
Because it's the San Diego defense that's made the difference between the past and this year. Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald would be the other two. Because without Khalil Mack, the Bears are probably looking at the top five pick, and I honestly believe that because he made
from being pretty good to being awful.
Yeah,
wow.
Because he's picked up. It's just exponentially. It's just gone. I mean, Akeem Hicks, and rightfully so, because he's had a really good year, but he's not having the year he's having if Khalil Mack's not on there. Leonard Floyd, again, in time he may be a dominant player himself. He's not today if not. Because the way the defenses are now completely and totally geared towards Khalil Mack, he's opened up a lot of things. Donald, I think, is the best player on the Rams. But what Drew Brees has done is pretty phenomenal, not only at his age and against that schedule, but he's had probably the most depleted receiving core he's had in his career this season. And they, for the most part, really haven't missed a beat. Really haven't missed a beat. Now, he's having some offensive line issues. There's a couple boys who are dinged, and one guy. And if Armstead's out, and they have a couple other guys who are dinged, it could get interesting for Drew Brees. But right now, I would probably give the MVP to Drew Brees.
I say this every year, and I like to further explain it as defenders get better because I think the Aaron Donald is the best defensive player of the last 20 years and probably the best defensive player since LT. I happen to think he's in that same category as LT. Most people disagree with me. Either way, I think most people would agree.
He's great.
He's unbelievable. However, and I think when you look at how well you can play a singular position, he is the best player at what he does in the league. Like we talked about this for Mizzou. Our punter was always our best player. Like he would never be our MVP, but he would go, you'd roll out and he'd rugby kick at 80 yards. Like no other punter was doing that. Well, yeah, but that's not the MVP. Like Aaron Donald in my opinion, is not a league MVP because the value has to come from the quarterback position. That's just the most valuable position. If you're giving out value, it's probably 80% quarterback and then 20% everybody else on the roster. So I don't like the verbiage we use. If we're saying best player in the league, Aaron Donald has my vote. If we're saying most valuable, it's one of these three quarterbacks. I don't think you can go wrong.
Mahomes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Pat Mahomes is the one with the best stats and the best rushing stats. My favorite stat in football for a quarterback is yards per attempt. He's at 8.7. If you get to 7, that's where you're considered, okay, that's decent. If you get to 8, that's really good. 8.7 is like stupid, stupid, stupid good. He's also the one with good rushing yards sitting here at 271 yards. So he can do it all. He also has the most weapons around him. You pointed out that Drew Brees doesn't have all that. He's still doing it. Phillip Rivers kind of does, but Antonio Gates is 38. Like, he's doing it with a group that probably shouldn't be an 11-win team.
My level two guys, there's four guys that are offensive. You're going to disagree with most of them. One would be Antonio Brown, because I think right now you could have Ben Roethlisberger without Brown. That offense isn't moving a lick. Antonio Brown's having a pretty phenomenal season with huge catches.
Yeah.
You'll laugh at this one, but I think the Giants might be looking at the first-round pick if it's not for Saquon Barkley. Absolute unbelievable season as a rookie. Mahomes would be on that list. But the next offensive guy behind Brees on my list would be Russell Wilson.
Oh, my gosh,
because I'm
yes.
100% convinced that without Russell Wilson, the Seattle Seahawks aren't even in the playoffs.
That's a 4-win team without Russell Wilson.
So it would probably be Brees, Russell Wilson, and Khalil Mack. Even though I think Aaron Donald's the best player in the NFL, I think the Rams would have won a few games without Aaron Donald. The Bears would have been Khalil Mack. I'm not sure that I've seen a defensive player make this much difference on one football team.
Since LT.
In a long, long time.
It's not like the Bears' offense is great, but you're essentially saying that Khalil Mack made a marketed difference on the Bears' offense.
Because he unlocked the potential of everyone else.
Exactly.
That's the whole deal.